It's a new era in Washington, and we're not just talking about a change in the Oval Office. Federal Trade Commission Chair Lina Khan is out the door as President Donald Trump takes over the Oval Office. But she leaves with a flurry of actions taken in her final weeks. Like President Joe Biden, Khan faced her share of criticism for squeezing things through with days to spare. Her toughest critic is her replacement, FTC Commissioner Andrew Ferguson, who wrote loud dissents to many of her final moves. Now her final act was a mostly unanimous one. The commission fined video game Genshin Impact $20 million and banned it from selling loot boxes to teens under 16 without parental consent. A loot box is when players use real money to get a randomized in-game item. It's common in many modern games and is often compared to gambling. The commission also got out of the way of a pair of major energy mergers. Last week, the commission cleared Exxon's $60 billion merger with Pioneer Natural Resources and Chevron's $53 billion deal for Hess, but did prohibit CEOs of Pioneer and Hess from serving on their respective resulting boards. Ferguson joined Republican Commissioner Melissa Holyoke in her dissent, which referred to the majority's actions as a pre-inauguration swan song. Meanwhile, the FTC sued Pepsi on Friday for price discrimination. The commission claims the company gave lower pricing to an unnamed retailer while hiking prices for others. According to a number of reports, that unnamed company is Walmart. Khan said, "When firms like Pepsi give massive retailers a leg up, it tilts the playing field against small firms and ultimately inflates prices for American consumers." Ferguson dissented, writing, "In a cynical attempt to tie the hands of the incoming Trump administration, the Democratic majority launches a major lawsuit on little more than a hunch." He also said this next lawsuit lacked evidence. The FTC, along with Illinois and Minnesota, sued John Deere. The lawsuit claims the company prevents farmers from repairing their own equipment or using independent shops. Ferguson said the lawsuit was taken in haste to beat President Trump into office. Just in time for tax season, the FTC fined H&R Block $7 million for making deceptive claims about free tax filing. And it released the second interim report into pharmacy benefit managers. In this one, the FTC accuses the Big Three of raising prices on generic drugs by thousands of percent from 2017 to 2022. Ferguson concurred with the decision but took issue with the timing, saying, "After having already issued one rare interim report, what's one more? Were it up to me, I would have preferred the commission take the time needed to complete its work and issue a final report when it is ready to do so." It's been a busy 4 years at the FTC under Lina Khan's leadership. Khan is barely old enough to run for president herself, yet in a short period of time, experts say she's made her mark on the agency. She brought forward the question of which interests should be protected in the enforcement of the antitrust laws. What's the correct role of antitrust law in safeguarding the interests of small and medium enterprises? Shouldn't antitrust be attuned to the effect of transactions or behavior in markets for labor? Shouldn't antitrust have a greater concern about social and political values that go beyond traditional efficiency concerns regarding price, quantity, and innovation? That change in the debate, I think, is going to endure, and it's reflected in part by exactly the voices that we hear from the Republican Party that has said competition policy is more than simply a better price, better quality, more innovation. Ferguson is expected to lighten the regulatory burden on big mergers, something Wall Street is waiting on. Trump picked Ferguson for his proven record of standing up to big tech censorship, while Ferguson wrote in a post, "We will end big tech's vendetta against competition and free speech." But in the weeks since naming Ferguson, tech billionaires like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, and Apple's Tim Cook have all cozied up to Trump. They even attended the president's inauguration in Washington on Monday. That should have little impact on the FTC's actions, according to Khan. The FTC is an independent agency, and, you know, we've worked closely with government partners when appropriate. But we enforce the law without fear or favor and based on the facts, Khan said. Despite early indications of his big tech intentions, Ferguson is still expected to have a lighter touch. Wedbush Securities analyst Dan Ives wrote in December, "He will clearly roll back Khan's head-scratching anti-tech agenda, including ending efforts to regulate AI and abandoning a brutal standard for any merger of any size for the tech world." Because Ferguson is already a Senate-confirmed commissioner, he can immediately ascend to the chair. Khan can stay on as commissioner until Trump's pick for commissioner, Mark Meador, is confirmed.